Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And today, Mum saw some shows at the Wonderland Festival. I was busy earning money.
You were at a different theatre, actually producing work, while I was just
wrangling small children for the end of your dance concert. But, you know, that's called producing work.
A lot harder than sitting in an audience and taking stuff in, let me tell you. So, anyway, Powerhouse, Wonderland, the week two program. I started off seeing a production called Under My Eye, which is by Gush, a circus troupe, but in fact only by one member, Bianca McHale, doing circus for sure, but I would actually consider it to be almost a mashup of cabaret and circus. So let's just imagine, you know how cabaret is very often a journey into your mind, your self-discovery, the stories that you tell yourself, what your history is, what motivates you, all of that.
Yes.
So we had Bianca on stage by herself in a red leotard, but a lot of the time just in a box, peering out of a box, and then she would pick up a microphone and reveal to the audience things about her origin and the thing, her insecurities and the things, the sort of stories that you tell yourself. It was really funny.
Interesting, because it sounds weird and kind of...
It was weird, but there was some great music, lighting, circus, but then layered on top of this what, although there wasn't, she didn't sing, but that
honest storytelling feel of cabaret.
Yeah, that story feeling and music to match those stories. I found it incredibly entertaining. It's an hour, some great circus. She is as much a contortionist as she is a circus artist. Getting in and out of that box was akin to tying yourselves in knots. And then some hula hooping, some twisting, turning and various other bits of circusry.
Look, I'm not a big fan of circus, but it does sound interesting as a fan of cabaret.
Yeah, look, I think that you would have found the storytelling element of it really interesting, and it was kind of that literal look at circus about, you know, tying yourself in knots, throwing yourself in things, or a visualization of what was going on in the voices in her head.
Interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah, I thought it worked really, really well.
What else have you seen?
I then went and saw, that was in the Powerhouse stores, so, you know, outside the building main. Then went into the Visi Theatre, where there was a stage magician, Matt Tarrant, doing something called Unsolved.
Sounds like a true crime podcast.
It kind of does, doesn't it? Only that would be solved, probably. But nothing is solved in this, in as much as you don't actually know how they manage to project cards or work out what numbers people are going to select or colour in posters or all the kinds of things that you expect from a stage magician. There are two types of stage magicians. There's the big Vegas style, massive props and tigers and sawing people in halves and lowering yourself Houdini style into tanks. Not that one.
No.
And then there's the kind of more comedy end that's mostly more mental too, and sleight of hand. And this was that end of the magic spectrum, if you like. If you're going to get away with that style of magic, you need to be a terrific performer. You need to be funny, you need to be quick, you need to work the audience. because you don't have the ooh kind of spectacle of the big, big props and the women in skimpy outfits that you cut in half. He was just wearing a pair of jeans with holes in the knees and a black T-shirt. A couple of things didn't quite work. He said if we didn't like it, we should just remember that his name was Dave Hughes and put that on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. If Matt had not been a really engaging, funny, watchable, likable human being,
mm-hmm.
then I think this show would have fallen flat.
Or many a show would fall flat if not for the strength of the performance.
Of the performance, well, obviously, but in magic, you could do great tricks.
We know a bit about the line between performance and magic, having had a moonlighted as a
your career
a magician for a while.
And I was a magician's assistant. You can tell that just by looking at me, can't you? Like, honestly, me, Sparkles, Leotard.
This is a... podcasting is a visual, not a visual medium, so...
That's why I'm letting people think that I'm gorgeous in sparkles.
Okay, right.
Right, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. A couple of things, as I said, did not work quite as well as they might have tonight, but honestly, I don't think the crowd cared because, you know, 55 minutes of the hour, everything did exactly as it was supposed to, and the rest of it, the basic piss taking of our of Matt covered for it beautifully. The only thing that I would say is I'm not sure what age they put on this, but there were a number of kids in the mall. I'm pretty sure they said all ages.
Mm-hmm.
There were a number of small kids, and the ratio of F words to small kids, I thought, a little bit
high.
Hi, yeah. I mean, we weren't producing sex toys out of things.
It wasn't the Naked Magicians.
No, it wasn't adult content. But if I'd had a small child there, I mean, I suppose they start learning F words in the womb these days. And anyway,
it should be the parent's choice, and the parent should be able to make an informed choice about the use of the word. And not just go into
the Visi Theatre and
think they're making an informed choice and then find out they've heard a few
bombs.
Yeah.
Anyway, there it is. I've given you the warning. Do with that as you will. Both shows, I think, are highly recommended. Both shows, I would give it this sort of distinction range. And I will be back at the circus tomorrow night. I'm seeing Dwell.
Yes, I unfortunately am still out earning money, so will not be in attendance, but, you know.
You'll catch up with me on Saturday.
I will indeed.
All right, that's it for us. I will be back in Wonderland. Just call me Alice tomorrow night.
Bye-bye.
See ya.